welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting our views on the top energy events of last week. I'm Matt Silley, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. As the quote generally attributed to Winston Churchill goes, if you're going through hell, keep on going. And while maybe hell is a strong word, this market sure has been frustrating. Last week's extreme volatility wrapped up one of the worst months and quarters on record for the energy sector. Given the magnitude of the move, I will take a minute and summarize both periods. For the month, oil was down 8%, the S&P Energy Index dropped 7%, while MLPs lost 16%. That resulted in a quarterly performance of negative 24%, negative 18%, and negative 24%, respectively, for those groups. Ouch. As we previously discussed, midstream fundamentals are holding up well in the current environment, and cash flows continue to grow. So the logical question is why MLPs were the worst energy performer during the month and quarter. We see technical selling pressure from three key sources in order of magnitude: open-end fund and exchange-traded product redemptions, short selling, and closed-end fund deleveraging. While we don't have perfect or up-to-the-very-latest-minute data on all these sources, we pulled available public data and estimate the following. Open-end fund and exchange-traded products had net outflows of $800 million over the last couple months compared to average monthly inflows of about $1.5 billion during 2014 and the first half of 2015. Short interest in the space has increased about $700 million during the last quarter, and we estimate closed-end funds have reduced leverage several hundred million dollars. Our data here, though, is somewhat delayed. So while we firmly believe in midstream fundamentals, these technical factors may continue to drive near-term volatility. However, for a long-term investor, we continue to confidently say this is an attractive entry point. With the current index yield over 8%, the market is pricing in no growth, and we still believe that MLPs will grow their distributions mid-single digits in the near term based off of our detailed financial models. We caution that in the current market, some management teams may conservatively decide to hold back some growth in order to build more coverage and increase internal funding of growth projects. But even if we're wrong and we only get low single-digit growth with our 8% yield, we're still looking at least 10% cash-on-cash returns from yield and growth in our low-case scenario. On the other hand, if we're right about growth and yields return to more normal historical levels, the result will be returns well into the 20% range, which is our high-case return scenario. Switching gears to news last week, the EIA released its latest 914 report with domestic oil production for the month of July. As expected, onshore volumes were down 53,000 barrels per day month over month. Also bullish was that June oil output was revised lower by 32,000 barrels per day, taking June month over month production decline to negative 115,000 barrels per day versus the originally reported 103,000 barrel per day decline. May was also revised down by about 20,000 barrels per day. Relative to the early 2015 peak, numbers imply total oil output is down about 250,000 barrels per day as of July, while onshore oil output is down almost 400,000 barrels per day. I'll finish up today with the company-specific news from last week. On Monday, ETE announced they had reached an agreement to acquire WMB in a $58 billion deal that was widely expected by the markets. In capital markets, Concho Resources priced a $700 million equity offering, which traded up nicely, demonstrating that capital markets, though challenged, are open for high-quality energy companies. Additionally, Shell announced it will abandon its Arctic exploration program after investing several years and several billion dollars on the project. Lastly, Stone Energy is the latest Northeast producer to announce plans to curtail production while they await much-needed new infrastructure out of the area. That wraps up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.